7, roger out.
Riding in a military striker with a group of soldiers was not something that Christian Hernandez imagined he would ever be doing as a college journalism student. But on the morning of May 8th, he and several other UTEP students experienced what it is like to be an embedded reporter with the military as part of a training program on Fort Bliss designed to train soldiers who will be deployed to Afghanistan later this year.
Yeah, roger. When you went there the second time?
I mean, it's a unique experience. We get to go into Fort Bliss. It's one of the biggest land bases here in the United States. So, you know, we get to see what they're working on, how they're training new soldiers to go out to Afghanistan. So, I mean, I don't think a lot of people get to do this.
The program is designed to train soldiers in air assault and combat situations, but also teaches them how to deal with an embedded reporter. The students, like Hernandez, get to see what life is like for a soldier.
Really excited, looking forward to seeing what's out there in the desert.
The UTEP students spent a lot of time in military strikers and saw how the strikers function.
Hey, turn on your TV.
This is our Blue Force tracker. This actually tells you exactly where all the rest of the trucks are when they're all up. So that way you can tell who's in your battle area without actually rating them up to them.
The students also saw how soldiers prepare for their missions.
I can't say I'm going to leave 3 strikers with you and then I'll take one moving back and forth because I've been multiple casualties.
You're going to have the strikers with you. I was saying you can leave me with one, though. As long as I have one striker.
But Hernandez thought he would be able to experience something completely different.
I had a high expectation of like gunshots or fire or something like that, you know, but there was not, actually I didn't hear any rounds go off while I was there. There was like a suicide bomber, so there were like some pyrotechnics and stuff, but we were still in the striker. And I was hoping I'd get to see more things like that. But you know, that's not what this war's really about right now. It's taken a turn where soldiers are being trained to be able to train others, to train other Afghan soldiers. So, I mean, I did expect that, but that's not what they're being trained to do anymore.
Another thing he learned was that every soldier possessed one trait, patience.
Being a soldier takes a lot of patience. One of the sergeants was referring to this term. He says, have you ever heard the term hurry up and wait? He's like, yeah, that's what the military's about. He's like, you gotta hurry up and then wait for something to happen. He's like, that's what we've been doing out here.
The exercise solidified something that Hernandez knew coming in. He would not mind being an embedded reporter one day.
I mean, you watch the movies, you want to be those guys. So, definitely. I mean, if we get the chance, it'd be amazing.
For Borderzine, this is Alejandra Matos on the base of Fort Bliss, Texas.